She was stiff. She was sore. Her arm was asleep. And she felt utterly fantastic. She moved awkwardly, her head tucked into the hollow of his neck. Both of them squeezed onto her couch. He was sleeping peacefully, his dark lashes lying flat against the pale skin under his eyes. They fluttered slightly as she pulled free of him, and he stirred.
Yeah, Mom. 5 more minutes, he mumbled, his words so slurred that they were nearly incomprehensible, and turned over so he was facing the back of the couch.
She smiled down at him, tried not to laugh. God, he was adorable. She sat up, arching her back to stretch out sore muscles. Then her breath caught. What time was it? Holy hell, she was going to be late. She stood up quickly and was seized by a pain between her legs, so unfamiliar that she nearly sat back down again. Jesus, she felt like a virgin again. It had been too long, and he had been, well, too big. Not crazy, porno big, not freakishly enormous, just big enough. She blushed at the memory of him. It had been a wonderful surprise during their lovemaking, and a painful but not unwelcome reminder now. She stood up again shakily, noticing that her whole groin felt sore, and her hips too, probably from throwing her legs up around his waist, she thought. God, she thought happily, what a wanton hussy she was. She went quietly towards the bathroom, checking the clock on the stove as she walked by. It was nearly 8:30. Crap! She was supposed to be at the clinic by 9, or 9:30 at the latest. She'd have to shower quickly and change into scrubs here and just hope that she made it on time. She stood under the hot water, letting it pour over her sore muscles. She washed her hair, lathered up her body, and massaged her sore hips, random images from last night invading her thoughts. Even now, she wasn't entirely convinced it hadn't all been a dream. Had it really happened? Well, the soreness was real enough, and so were the images flashing through her mind. His body on hers, looming over her, holding her wrists, kissing her with abandon, taking each breast in his mouth, teasing her with his fingers, sliding into her, tilting her back and thrusting deeper, faster, harder. Oh, God. Suddenly, a dark figure appeared on the other side of the glass door. The door slid open, and he stood there, looking disheveled from sleep, but adorably sexy. And naked, too.
Hi, he said, a seductive smile curving his lips. His eyes traveled down her naked body, pausing at her breasts and then sliding down to the triangle between her legs, where rivulets of water coursed and ran together. She flushed at the frank expression, but willed herself not to try to hide from him. She shifted her weight, jetting her lip out provocatively, and smiled. His eyes returned to hers, an appreciative look of approval glinting in them. May I join you?
She pushed the shower door back further and invited him in. He stepped in and pushed her back up against the tiles, bracing his hands on the wall behind her. Water sluiced over him as he leaned down and kissed her, his lips soft and warm and wet. She opened to him and kissed him back, winding her hands around his waist and sliding them down to his ass, squeezing appreciatively. He smiled into the kiss, enjoying her wandering hands, then pushed forward so their bodies were pressed together, the water slick and warm between them.
So, he murmured in her ear, his voice barely a whisper above the sound of the water. So much for that idea.
What idea was that? She whispered back, kissing his ear. He looked at her. The water flowing down his face had dampened his long black lashes and flattened them against his cheek, making him look so beautiful and ethereal she could hardly breathe. His eyes were bright and alive, and she thought she had never seen a more beautiful man in her life.
The idea that we could ever just be friends, he said, catching her jaw with his lips as she turned her head. He covered her neck with slow, lingering kisses. Trailing his mouth down her and cupping her breasts with his hand.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a great idea so far, she said coquettishly. Besides, I do this with all my male friends.
He scowled at her and gave her that smile that had always melted her. Well, that's going to have to stop. You're mine.
He kissed her slowly, his tongue tangling with hers as he licked and tasted, enjoying her mouth. She kissed him back, licking and tasting, and enjoying him, until she felt, rather than heard, a hum of desire, of pure carnal lust, vibrating through him. He was growing hard against her belly, his cock pressing against her urgently. You did some damage with this thing, you know, she said, reaching down to grasp him. I feel like a virgin again. Or an après virgin.
Did I hurt you? He asked, his eyes flaring with alarm. He ran his hand down her neck and collarbone as if to soothe her.
In the best possible way, she said, kissing him. She felt him relax slightly. It's okay. I kind of like the ache. I'll have a reminder of last night with me all day.
I'll remember last night for the rest of my life, he said, his voice little more than a murmur as he bent to kiss the tops of her breasts.
He lowered his head further and took her nipple into his mouth, licking the soft nub until it grew hard beneath his tongue. Pleasure shot through her, and he turned to lavish the same attention on her other breast. She writhed against the cold tiles at her back, arching into him and sinking her fingers into his hair to hold him to her. He smiled as she moaned with pleasure and laughed softly when he took her nipple between his teeth and made her suck in a sharp breath. His cock was as large and hard as he had been a few hours ago, and it surged in her hand as he took her breasts. She gathered some suds into her palm and grasped him again, feeling the iron hardness of him beneath the silky skin. She began to stroke, gliding fast and smooth as he groaned from the pleasure of it, collapsing against her and kissing her between his soft, low sounds of pleasure and need. She kept stroking and teasing, gliding over him in a wicked rhythm, and felt herself growing warm and slick at how hard he was beneath her fingers. She loved that she was doing that to him, making him so hard, making him want her so much. He groaned, his breath jagged and shallow. He tried to kiss her through his mounting pleasure, but he had to break off to breathe, to lose himself in the sensation.
Oh, Jesus, love. He groaned, squeezing his eyes shut. You're killing me.
She tried not to focus on what he had said, knowing it was his arousal talking. She focused instead on the intense pleasure that was making him say things like that. She continued stroking him, changing her hand position so that she pulled up with each stroke, teasingly pulling his skin up over the head each time and sinking down to the base, pleasuring every inch of him. Her other hand cupped his balls and caressed him, gently rolling him around in her fingers as he tensed and surged and seemed to fight against her. Against the unbearable pleasure she was causing him.
After a few torturous moments, he stopped her hand, his breathing so fast and ragged that he could hardly speak. You don't want this to end too soon, do you? He warned, kissing her in between breaths. Because, my God, you could make me come in seconds, if you wanted to.
That might be fun, she said, kissing the edges of his mouth, licking at his lips and his tongue when he opened his mouth to her again.
For me, yes, he breathed, breaking away from her. But I'm not nearly finished with you yet.
He slipped his hand into her hair and held her head, kissing her with such raw passion, such naked need, that she felt a surge of warmth flood between her legs in spite of the cooling effects of the water. He had wrung a soul-shattering orgasm out of her just a few hours ago, and yet here she was again, as eager for him as if she hadn't had sex in years. Wanton hussy, indeed.
Do you remember that night? Last month, when I played that song for you? And you asked whether it hurt my fingers to play the steel strings? He asked, watching his own fingers trail over her breasts, over her tightened nipple, down past her navel as the water trickled over them both.
Mm-hmm, she murmured, her eyes closed, lost in the sensation of the water coursing down her body, and his hand moving over her. She remembered it well. It was the first time she'd ever really touched his hands. She'd felt the roughened pads of his fingertips and watched in delight as he'd twitched a little, his fingers trembling just a little at her touch. Maybe she'd run her fingers over his a little too suggestively, a little too lightly. These fingertips that were supposedly immune to sensation now, but she'd been unable to stop herself. Especially when she'd felt him stiffen and hold his breath a little, as if willing himself not to enjoy her seductive touch.
You drove me wild, he said, leaning in to kiss her neck. I got so hard. I was afraid to move. And after that, I kept thinking of all the things I wanted to do to you with these fingers, he said, slipping his hand between her legs. Caressed her folds, putting them gently before sliding inside of her. Like this, for instance.
She moaned and leaned her head against his shoulder, letting him touch her wherever he wanted. And he did.
His fingers explored her, caressed her, possessed her, expertly and confidently, as though they knew she was his.
I just had to touch you. She breathed against him. And believe me, this is what I was thinking about, too.
You stopped me last night. I want to feel you come for me. I want to feel you finish what you started last night.
She groaned at the sound of his voice, so low and sexual, so heated with his own desire.
Let me feel you come for me, baby girl. Please. He gripped her hip and lifted her firmly against the wall, positioning her so that he could slide his fingers deep inside of her, held her around the waist, bracing her against the wall, and thrust into her gently, with first one finger, then two, sliding deeper and deeper each time, stretching her, filling her, mimicking the size and power of his throbbing cock. His thumb played over her clit, sending shocks of pleasure through her as he pressed his forehead to hers and gazed into her eyes. She gasped and cried out from the overwhelming pleasure of it and even squirmed beneath his fingers, aching for more.
He braced her against his thigh and pressed against her tighter while his arm steadied her from behind, holding her completely in his grasp. He had such a way of holding her, letting her know that she was going nowhere, making sure she had no desire to be anywhere but in his arms. She felt safe and secure and worshipped at the same time. He bent down and kissed her as he slid his fingers into her with a wild, sensuous rhythm that matched the increasing speed of his thumb as it stroked and wrapped and swirled around her aching clit. His hand was so strong. His fingers curving inside her to caress her, to find that super-sensitive inner spot, even as he plunged and drove and took. With his thumb circling her clit in a relentless rhythm, and his fingers deep inside her, stretching her, claiming her, she felt completely owned by him and by the hand that possessed every inch of her sex. His tongue slipped into her mouth, exactly matching the rhythm of his fingers, swirling, tasting, mutely revealing that he had another fantasy too. The thought of his mouth on her, his tongue tasting her, torturing her, swirling over her clit as she writhed beneath it, flashed through her mind. And then he broke away from the kiss and began trailing kisses down her neck, her breasts, lowering himself to his knees in front of her, while bracing her hips against the tiles with his strong hands. And she knew, her breath hitching, that thought was flashing through his mind, too.
"Did I mention what it did to me the first time your tongue touched mine?" he whispered.
He looked up at her so intently, his beautiful eyes blazing as the water streamed over his shoulders and down the contours of his chest. She gazed down at him, and for the second time this morning questioned whether all this could actually be happening, this gorgeous, virile man gripping her, kneeling before her, gazing at her like she was the most beautiful woman he had ever seen. It couldn't be real, could it? Then he lowered his lips to her, and she knew it was. Sensation tore through her at his touch, so delicately gentle at first, and she arched against the wall with a startled cry. She reached down and gripped his shoulder, steadying herself on one foot as he brought her other leg up slowly, gently, and eased it over his shoulder. The sight of it alone nearly made her come. He moved so languidly, so sensuously, positioning her better so he could enjoy her.
He closed his mouth over her clit and kissed it, luxuriously, his lips moving as though he was kissing her mouth. His tongue swirled over her in large, sensuous circles as he groaned against her, tightening his grip on her hip as she moaned against the sudden overwhelming pleasure of it. The tip of his tongue darted out to flicker against her rapidly as he looked up at her again, watching her pleasure, his eyes smiling at her devilishly as if he knew precisely how good he was making her feel. And then he fell on her again, his tongue roaming over her, tasting her, luxuriating in her folds and dipping to lap at her entrance. She bucked against him as he cried out, and his tongue slipped inside of her and pulsed there gently, savoring her. Her hand sank into his wet hair as she gripped his head, and she was rewarded with the muted chuckle and a more intense surging forward of his tongue inside of her. He liked the moans he wrought from her. He liked being able to make her cry out and seize him, her head thrown back in agonizing pleasure.
And Jesus God, did she like it too. "Oh, God," she breathed, her heart thundering in her chest. "Oh, my God, that feels so good."
He withdrew from her and slid his tongue up to torture her aching clit. And just as she began to miss the feel of him inside of her, he gently pushed his fingers into her again and began to thrust. Pleasure soared through her, and she cried out even louder, and the leg draped over his shoulder began to tremble. His tongue circled her clit again, so deliciously slowly as his fingers slid into her over and over and over and over again. A sensual, primitive rhythm that made her want to grind her hips against the pleasure.
"I'm coming," she whispered urgently. "You're gonna make me come."
His fingers thrust deeper and faster, and he began to lick her so quickly, with such a throaty groan of pleasure that she felt her orgasm rise, terrifyingly fast and sharp, making her cry out in increasing panting breaths until she shattered, coming violently around his fingers and that sensuous, irresistible tongue. She shuddered with an aching cry and trembled from the spasms he made ripple through her. Her body curled forward as she gripped him tighter, her fingers turning white from the pressure. He removed her leg from his shoulder gently as she continued to shudder, feeling aftershocks of pleasure shiver through her. He got to his feet and helped her stand, pressing himself against her and nuzzling her neck, murmuring soft words she couldn't hear, but didn't need to.
"My God," she whispered, her voice shaking, her whole body shaking. "That was incredible."
"That was just the prelude," he whispered, kissing her. "I haven't even started pleasuring you yet."
Jesus, he was going to kill her. Death by orgasm, she thought happily. What a way to go. He leaned to turn off the water, but she stilled his hand. He looked back at her, not comprehending. She pulled him back towards herself, and he went willingly, stepping back under the stream of water and kissing her deeply, his hands roaming over her breasts. She wasn't done with him. He had made her feel like a goddess, worshipped, cherished, adored. Now, it was his turn.